Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My Kelly, can I get the email address associated with your Craftsy account?
A. Rose.
Okay.
A. Rose 53.
All right.
A. Rose 53 at iCloud.com.
All right. Give me just 1 second while I pull up your account.
Okay.
Let me try something here. And it was just the letter A, Rose, A, and then the word Rose.
53.
Okay. I'm not able to locate an account with that email address. Do you have another one I can try?
It has to be there because I just used it and brought it up.
Let me try something.
A, Rose. 53 at iCloud.com. Just, yeah, if you put in a small letter for Rose, I don't know if that would make a difference or.
Let me see. Can I get your first and last name?
Rose Goodyear.
Give me just a second while I search for that account. Okay, there we go. Not sure what was going on just before. I do apologize.
So Craftsy, I know when I joined a few years ago, it was Craftsy, and then I went to Blueprint. And so now, what name is it under now? Still Craftsy or...
Yes, ma'am. So when Blueprint shut down, we did rename it. We did purchase it and rename it back to Craftsy.
Okay. No, because I guess it must have been out of bank, because I noticed on the 4th of February the money was taken from my account. I wasn't going to sign up, but if it's taken out, maybe I'll just keep it. But I would like for it in future years. To have the option to renew or not to renew. I don't want an automatic renewal, so could you put a note there for that?
Sure, please? Absolutely. I'd be happy to take care of you. So I was able to pull up your account. Can I just get you to verify your mailing address, please?
15 Towers Avenue, Gander, Newfoundland.
Thank you. Canada. Thank you, ma'am. So I do show that your membership did renew on the 5th. And if it was set to renew with Blueprint, we did honor that membership, and that's why it renewed with us. So I do apologize if you hadn't gotten. We did send out some emails that things had been transferred.
I didn't get anything. And I was reading on Facebook, and I guess I don't know if that's the best place to go, but there's a lot of negative things. And I thought, this doesn't sound good. So I thought I'd phone today and. When I looked at my, if I just go back. When I look at my card on file, the card they got there is not the one I'm using now. It's this one expired in 2019. So obviously I must have given Blueprint, because how would they update it if what card number is on file now? Do you know? You should know, I guess.
It just shows that it was the one that you use for your Blueprint account. So that is a different system than the one that we use for Craftsy. So it doesn't give me the card number on file. But as long as the card number stayed the same and it was just the expiration date that changed, the system does allow that expiration date to update.
Well, the card number did. No, I guess the card number didn't change. It was just the date. I didn't really appreciate that it was updated without, you know, getting my permission. But anyway, it's done now, so I'll keep it for this year. And depending on how the year goes with... with Craftsy. I've had it for a few years and I have enjoyed it. So
You did mention you had seen some negative feedback. Is there anything that's concerning you about maintaining your membership? Because what I'd like to do is refund you for this and then offer you an annual membership for just $29.99. And under this new membership, you would get an email 45 days prior to the end of your subscription year. And it is a really good deal as far as just the membership cost. But if you have a concern, I'd be happy to try to ease that concern and maybe answer any questions you've got.
Okay, then. Well, that sounds good because I think I was charged $104 or something like that. I don't have my statement in front of me, but I think it was something like that I paid.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that it was $104.99.
Pardon me?
It was $104.99, and I'm guessing with the conversion rate to Canadians, so it was $104. So the annual membership that we have right now is $29.99 USD, but it still is a great offer. If that's something you're interested in, I can refund you for the $104 and send you that offer to sign back up.
Okay, that sounds good. How about my existing classes, though, that I purchased from Craftsy in the past? Will I still be? I haven't tried to, because I haven't up until today. I just changed my password a few minutes ago before I called you. But prior to that, I couldn't access any of my prior courses that I had purchased or anything. So, will I still be able to, get these all back?
Absolutely. So, and what we can do is I can submit your account to have that refunded for you. And once the charge has been refunded, you can call back and we can sign you back up under our system. And we would sign you up as a returning member. So it would link all of your previously purchased classes that you've got. I do see you have about 25 previously purchased classes. So all of those would be linked to your new subscription. You wouldn't lose anything.
Okay, that would be good. Could I sign up today rather than have to call back again, or you rather I call back again?
Since I do have to refund it, and typically it takes about 3 to 5 business days for it to process, so I can email it to you, and you can use the link. Once your membership is refunded, it'll show on the membership tab on your account dashboard that you no longer have a membership. And once that happens, you'd be able to sign up yourself. And as long as you're signed into your Craftsy account, it would, with the same Craftsy email, it would link your new membership with your account.
Okay. And I just changed my password. So would that password still be okay, or I would have to get a new password?
Nope, that password would still be okay. So you would just log into your, if you're logged into your Craftsy account, then you would log in and then click the link that's going to be in your email. Like I said, once the refund has been processed, I would say by middle of next week, you'd be able to sign back up as a returning member for that $29.99 deal.
Well, thank you. That's so very nice. I bet all those on Facebook don't know about.
Go ahead.
Pardon me.
I was going to say,
is there
any other thing you had seen that I could maybe ease your mind about?
No, that was mostly, there was no, people were just complaining, no returning calls. They didn't like the fact that it was automatic renewal and they couldn't get into their account, previous accounts, the courses they had bought, and there was an old list of stuff, right? So it just made me nervous, and I thought, and at the same time, all this was going on, I noticed that mine had been renewed, and I thought, and I didn't have a number to call, but I went through some of my old emails here, some that I had the previous, because I guess every few days you get an email on something from Craftsy, and I found this number, and I am pleased, right? I had to wait, 10, 15 minutes, but that's nothing, right?
We're here, so that's... And I do hate that you had seen some negative things, but we are trying to make sure that everyone's classes, like if you had a missing class, we can have that added for you, things like that. And I don't know that everyone takes advantage of all the customer service opportunities we have, but I'm glad that you called in and I was able to get you taken care of.
Yeah, no, it's been a pleasure, really. And like I said, I've had craft beer for a few years now, and I've enjoyed it. I didn't really want to cancel it, but anyway, so this is really good. Something I might ask you too, I'll just see if I can get one here. Like sometimes I'll get an email from, well, it's from Craftsy, I guess, like a course for $5 to sign up. I don't fully understand. Let me see if I can. Ignite your love of sewing with a premium membership, now only $4.
So
That's
you're
the National Sewing, but I was still linked to Craftsy. Is it or isn't it?
if it's through the National Sewing Company, it's a partner that we have, and they are a separate company. But it is one of our trusted partners. And if you want to only receive emails from Craftsy, I can absolutely change your preferences where you're not getting the partner emails, if that's something you'd like to do, so you're just getting ours.
Yeah, well, I don't mind getting them, but because I can, I think, unsubscribe from my own, maybe, I don't know for sure, I can't read the small print, but I didn't know if they were connected, and I thought, well, like if I am into Craftsy, why do I have to pay $5? Like why would you have to pay more? Couldn't I just take one of, if it's all connected? That was what I was wondering.
So it is a different company, but we do offer some of the same classes. Not everything's the same, and since they are more focused on sewing, they would have a little bit more specific classes towards that, versus we have like everything craft related. We've got quilting, sewing, knitting, crochet, I mean, you name it, photography,
Yes.
cooking, baking, cake decorating. There's a little bit of everything on our site. And so some people like to have the very specific membership, so you're getting exclusive, just sewing content, which is why some of
Oh.
those trusted partner offers are really great. But we do, I would say, ours is a really great all-around program. You can, look cookie recipes, you can look up craft recipes, there's yoga, I mean, you could do anything really on our site. It's got gardening stuff, so really, it's a really good all-around general use. Like, we have specifics, but we also have such a wide range. And a lot of skill level classes. So if you were startup, we have a lot of startup classes. So if you wanted to learn to water, like paint with watercolors, there's a startup class for that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I sort of know what you have because I've gone through them, when purchasing, and I've mostly in the past it's just been cooking and baking and things like that, right? In fact, I think I still have four classes that from my previous membership this past year to download, and I was having a little trouble doing it, so I didn't download any free classes from last year. So I don't know, but
Well, we have one thing we have that if you like baking, I do see you have quite a few cooking and baking classes. If you have a Roku TV or a Fire, like an Amazon Fire Stick or Fire TV, we do have an option now to watch those classes on those Roku and Fire TVs so that you can watch it on a much bigger screen, and then you're able to kind of use both hands and really not have to worry about touching like the computer or your phone to change things. It is on the TV, which may be something that, like with baking, a lot of baking and cooking things require two hands, and your hands kind of get gross. So trying to change things with your fingers when you've been
Yes.
baking a pie, is
Yeah.
something that you're like, oh gosh, let me just wipe it on my pant leg or a quick towel. But so you may want to look at if that's something that you love to do, checking that out on the Roku or Fire TVs, because you can do it on a much bigger screen, and it ends up being like a cooking show instead of just like a class on the
Right. Yeah, we just
computer.
have TV, so I don't think that it would work on ours, right?
So,
Yeah.
but I've got that. I'm going to send you an email right now to your iCloud email with that Craftsy membership offer. And once that refund is processed, you'd be able to sign up for that discount offer, and you'd be able to access, have unlimited access to just about everything on the website. There's a little over 2,500 classes, and only like 25 of them are locked at the request of the instructor. Those ones are for purchase only, regardless of your membership status, but it still leaves about 1,500 classes that you're able to access. Yeah.
It's lots to choose from.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Well, I thank you so much. You've been so helpful and certainly eased my mind.
Good. And we're here if you have any other questions. You know, that's what we're here for. And please don't hesitate to call, because that's what, you know, we're here to make sure you have the best Craftsy experience.
Yes. Well, thank you. It's been a good experience today.
Well, good. Well, if
thanks
there's nothing else I can help you with, then thank you for calling Craftsy Video. All right.
Yeah. Well, oh, that's good. Yeah. So where are you located?
Our headquarters is in Minnesota.
Oh, so is that where you're today? No.
My accent is a little bit different because I grew up on the West Coast in Arizona, so I don't have...
Nice and sunny.
Yeah. So I sound a little bit different because I don't have as much of it's not an accent like some locations, you know, you can tell where people are from, but...
Yes, yeah. We have lots of snow here today.
Oh, goodness. I can't imagine, because you're pretty far up north where you are,
yes,
right?
Yes. We've had a beautiful winter, though. It was mild, but this past week we've got lots of snow, right? We have about 3 or 4 feet of snow now, yeah.
Oh, so you should bake something and get the house warm.
Yeah. Yeah, in the last couple of days, we've had about 1.5 feet of snow, right?
Wow.
So it's lots of snowbanks, lots of shoveling.
Oh, no, that's probably my least favorite part of winter. I love it when it first lands, and then it gets gross.
Yeah. Well, thank you kindly, and you have a nice day.
You as well, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.